I'm Donna Saffiati Johnson, and I started doing a youth site on Hemlock Alley back in 1990, where a person can come who uses drugs and exchange dirty needles for clean ones. Mine was pretty much a one-person show, and the reason for that was, in those days, people were still getting hassled a lot by the police, and also the issue of working with youth and minors was a little bit touchy, so they had me under the radar. There was a lot of young people in that whole Polk Street corridor. One of them was this young man that actually, the first time I met him, I had to kind of go through some stuff in my head because I knew I was doing the youth site, but he was the youngest that I'd ever worked with. He came to the site and he was 12 years old, and he looked younger than 12. I mean, he had like this little angel face. In the beginning, like I would come on like, hey, you know, what's up? How you doing? And talk and this and that. And he was real quiet. He would just get what he needed. And then he'd go sit half a block down and just sit there and watch. And then slowly after about a month or so, maybe it was even longer, he started edging a little closer. And then he'd start coming up and he'd start talking. And like the first thing, I remember one of the things he said, well, I don't want to talk about drugs. And I said, well, I don't want to talk about drugs either. And we would just talk about anything. He started talking about his music and just different things like that, about where what it was like where he lived up north and about the whole scene there with the youth on the streets and things like that. I guess where I got over my qualms, and especially when people would start yelling at me for, you know, doing exchange for some of the younger kids, I had to go back to folks I know who went to prison who always said, if folks want to do this, they're going to find a way. And people would show me the works that they would make so that they could shoot up. And that stuff was like a horror story, you know. But whatever he chose to do, at least he wouldn't have infections that he would have the rest of his life. I always felt it was the best thing, but I think more than anything, it was just sort of a shock because it had been years since I'd been confronted that with my brother. And so it was like a reality check because in a way I'd sort of put that out of my consciousness. The two oldest, myself and my brother, both started using really young. He was probably around 12. I was 14. There was a lot of craziness in the household. I don't really want to go into it, but it wasn't a cool situation. And we were self-medicating. We didn't know how to deal with stuff. He had a lot of pain, and he changed. You know, he was a very dark person for a long time. And that's not who he is. But when he had a daughter, when he was in his 40s, he dropped everything. And he completely changed. It was like a metamorphosis from, you know, into a butterfly. With this young man, he reminded me a lot of my brother, you know. And there was that thing. And so I was very protective of him. If anybody messed with him, ooh, I was like a tiger. No, because there's certain people, you do get those crossovers in life. Eventually, he got busted, and there was a warrant out for him out of state. And he went into a program, and he cleaned up. I got a few letters from him, a couple photographs that he would send. And then after a while, I just sort of lost contact, you know. But I know he's doing good, because I just feel it. And I hope, but whatever, you know, whatever's going on with his life, I hope he's doing well. Supposedly, when you're doing this kind of work, the worst motivation is like self-healing, but it's been self-healing. It's also like been giving back. These are, a lot of times, are throwaway kids. So to be there to make sure that they get something, get some, you know, warmth and human contact, just to try to undo some of that hurt that's been done. You can't take it away, but at least to give like a more balanced view of the world, because after a while that's all you start seeing is how you've been fucked over and how things have happened to you.